Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Big soft titty.png.
Big soft titty.png.
Big soft titty.png.
Big soft titty.png.
Tom is not sweaty. He had a shower.
Yeah, because I was sweaty.
Yeah.
That's why I had the shower.
So you're not sweaty now.
No, now I'm clean as a whistle. And Demi, I'm back from the gym.
You'll be getting sweaty again to take away the shower.
Yes. Need to wash off this disgusting shower.
God, makes you think, what's the point of any of it?
Yep. Hey, you know what? Can I just get an express ticket to the freaking dirt?
Please?
Send me to the grave if all I'm going to be doing is getting sweaty, then showering, and then getting sweaty again.
That's kind of, it seemed like it would be nice to be a worm. All they need to do is process.
Okay. And that is a record amount of time and before Demi brings up that it would be nice to be a worm. Countdown two, being asked if I would love her if she was a worm.
Would you though?
Okay, and we're playing the hits.
Would you? I actually think you'd love me more.
But you know what, Demi? This is proof that inside every wife, the girlfriend still lives.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
Inside every girlfriend, the annoying thrives.
Sorry, what were you going to say about worm?
That I think you would love a worm in a dress.
Yeah, I've got some practice. No, I think you look gorgeous in a dress.
No, you don't.
Before this, before we started the podcast.
There's a table in the way. Hold this.
Gang, if you thought that us pivoting to video, to include video in the Patreon tiers that we have available to us, was going to decrease the amount that we would get distracted, you are wrong.
There's a dildo disguised as a table in the way.
Oh, God. Our big, wide, wooden, flat dildo. I think we do need to get a new coffee table.
Why?
Because I want... And you addressed me with risibility when I said this, but I thought maybe we could have like a blobby coffee table, an unconventionally shaped coffee
what shape?
Table. Maybe one that doesn't have a name. You know, like a puddle shape.
That has a name.
Demi, please don't let me.
That has a name.
Please don't
that
make me hold your microphone more.
That has a name.
It has a name?
Yeah, puddle.
No.
Puddle shape.
A puddle doesn't have a shape though.
Does.
No, a puddle doesn't have a shape.
I'm so sorry to stop you, Tom. Although not as sorry as you'd think. A puddle shape, you said, was what you wanted the coffee table to look like. But then you said a puddle doesn't have a shape. So what is this, some kind of imaginary coffee table?
I mean, right now, yes.
Huh.
I'm just saying I want something.
And how am I supposed to picture the table? Then how am I supposed to picture the table?
Okay, well, what if, how about this?
Okay.
A coffee table that's in irregular shape.
Like what?
Well, a puddle comes to mind, or perhaps a lake.
Irregular, give me venti.
Wait, the biggest mistake of the podcast so far has been giving you something to barrel when you say a joke.
Okay. Don't laugh at it. It's better. We look funnier and more professional if we don't laugh. Let's
You're right.
Let's barrel.
Bro, how do they do that on The Office? That gym
fella. I was
fella.
Just thinking that. How can you do a gym? You just came from it. You should know.
Okay. And you just said that?
Yeah.
Here's me.
Is that gym? I thought it was more like this.
In my mind, he flattens his smile out. Yeah. Or maybe he does this. Maybe he looks really... Okay, we got it.
They never talk... They never... we're doing it.
Okay.
They never talk about Pam face.
No, yeah. And that's just another like example of the misogyny. Well, yeah, her eyes are crossed. She's sticking her tongue out, I remember. She's putting lipstick on.
That's the creaking of the sound of the lipstick, yeah.
Well, it's so dry on those horrid lips of hers.
Horrible lips. She's a crone. I don't like her and she's not good enough for Jim. I'd be better.
Every now and again... So... My Facebook news feed.
Every now and again. Okay. Demi, Tom, tree, house, road, Telstra.
Yep. You got them all, baby.
Wood. That's all of them?
That's every now.
Okay. No, noun.
Oh, I see.
Now I'll laugh at it. He gymmed. If you're not watching the video feed, he gymmed.
Every now and again, I will check... my Facebook news feed, and it is populated by some of the most boring people on the planet that I've been able to make the acquaintance of over the years.
Yes.
It's populated by that generation that's like, I want to say like 8 to 10 years older than me, or people who are my age but dull.
Yeah.
Demi, you have placed your foot on my knee.
Yeah.
What do you need to say to me?
I need us to be, so have you heard of grounding?
Yes.
We're doing that with each other right now.
Okay.
So we intrinsically are more connected.
Okay. I'm sorry for my disconnection. I was writing down a timestamp so I could warn Brendan when
your
sniff happened.
And what I think is interesting about that, Tom, is that you could write the timestamp and just write it and stop talking about the thing you're going to because it's all going to get cut out anyway.
But it was fascinating.
What was?
My riff.
No.
No, I was getting to the thing.
But you were getting into it very slowly because you were pretending like you weren't grabbing your phone to write down a timestamp.
Are we fucking criticizing how slowly we get to a point on bigsofttitty.png?
Yeah.
This is not.
Yeah.
You don't even have a glass house. You have a bunch of glass walls that you've laid down on.
No.
And you have a stone mattress.
No, no,
and
no.
Your pillow, why it's a brick.
No. And also, if I did have a stone mattress, that's quite good for your spinal health.
Mm.
But I don't.
Things poor people say. That does feel like a scam they've played on everyone, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Actually, it's good for you. That's like, because I remember that as something Miss Honey said in Matilda, where it's like, it's actually quite good for you to sleep on the floor.
And margarine gives you a tight pussy. If you can't afford butter.
I just use my psychic powers to get that.
Okay, Matilda.
Okay, Matilda.
What are you, 18?
Yeah. That's fine by me, Matilda. It's so fun to gym
for. I know.
Okay. All right. The thing I was going to say is on my Facebook feed, I will get recommendations for a person who I'm obviously very close to being.
Yeah.
Which is...
Witches!
Don't worry, baby. It was a false alarm.
Oh.
False alarm. False alarm. I thought I saw a blackout. It was just a shadow. It is someone who really loves Sherlock and The Office and Friends.
Oh.
Demi.
Do they have a name that is a squangle dam? What do you call it when there's three of them together? Like, there was something on Tumblr where it was like Doctor Who, Sherlock, and Supernatural.
Oh, the Super Who-lock. Yeah.
Does it have something like that?
I think the identifier for it is 37 years old.
Okay.
I think that's it.
And what are they like again?
They like The Office. It's just like normie TV shit.
Okay.
But I did see
House?
House would probably be up there. Mm-hmm. But I did see one post that I think of every now and again, which was a screenshot of a tweet. I said screen cap. But a screen cap of a tweet. There was someone tweeting at like the lady who played Pam and tagging the guy who played Jim and being like, just found out you guys aren't together in real life. I'm really disappointed. She had to reply to it. And obviously like she was like, she just replied, don't be disappointed. We found our own Pam and Jim and these are their names. And then like, you know, dash photos of them being, you know, with their partners, with their spouses. But I was just like, the amount of self-control you have to have not to answer that with, cunt, I'm an actor.
Are you 5-year-olds?
Yeah. And you can't say that if you're that kind of famous.
No.
You're not allowed. You have to be nice to that person.
You'll literally get actually cancelled for it.
Yes.
Because they'll find, like, either they will cancel you for that by being like, actually, I'm bipolar, so you can't say that to me.
Yeah.
Or they'll find something that you maybe said once and also you probably didn't and be like, that was bad.
One of the things I love is when someone gets like a little bit of hate from like the Taylor Swift community or something and people just immediately start posting screenshots of searches they've done of from this person's name and then the word Chinese. That is so funny to me every time. Just like, I cast racism detection. The sins of the past shall not hide from the eyes of the present.
Oh my God.
It's so good.
Anybody from the Taylor Swift community needs that one USB that Catwoman was looking for in Rise of the Dark Knight to be like, just get rid of all of it.
Yeah.
Otherwise I can't like Taylor Swift anymore.
You need to wipe my existence.
Yeah.
Free liking Taylor Swift from the internet.
Yeah.
God, I was thinking about that because I was thinking about Kevin Hart again and how he got canceled. And it's such a shame because it was from a young boy, it was his dream to host the Oscars.
Yeah.
Which is really good. And then the tweets he got canceled for, you know, they're fucked. They're very homophobic.
Oh, yeah.
But they are so...
Put a guy in a bag or something, I think he said.
It was like, if I walk in my house and catch my son playing with dolls, I will pick their dollhouse up and break it over his head while saying in my voice, that's gay.
I'll say it in my voice. I will.
While saying, in the voice of renowned funny man, Kevin Hart.
Yeah, that's
so
gay.
So just so you know, it would kill if you saw.
Oh, yeah.
It's...
If anybody else did it, it wouldn't work.
No.
That's the thing.
Well, I mean, Cat Williams, of course, you know, Chris Rock could probably put his own spin on it. And Chappelle, oh my God, Chappelle.
Cat Williams and Chris Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Cat Rock. Let's do something with it. Let's do something with it.
Staggered gym face. All right. This is the one episode we get to do that because
we'll
air.
Never do it again, yeah.
All right.
How
you been, Demi? You have been down in Adelaide.
I was hanging out with my family because I was down there for a voiceover job. I was hanging out with my family.
That's when you...
Yes? Go ahead.
Put the voiceover in your mouth and suck it?
Yeah. Yes. That's why they call it a dick job, usually. Tom.
I love to give dick jobs.
Yeah. I love giving dick jobs.
Don't forget to kind of get a freelance ball job down there as well.
Yeah.
Do the
ball job as well. It's what Sylvester Stallone said on that famous tape. Do the ball job as well.
Fuck. I forgot about that tape. Anyway, you were in Adelaide.
I haven't heard it, I don't think.
I don't think I have either.
I've heard duck job.
Yes.
And that's where I think the play with my balls or play with the balls comes from.
Yeah,
not duck job. I mean Sylvester Stallone's version.
Yes,
which is different.
I know. I didn't think you were thinking that Sylvester Stallone in the leaked audio of him telling someone to not forget his balls was quoting duck job.
I actually, for a little while there, I mean, this is going to sound weird. I, for a little while, did forget his balls.
You're like, wow, once I'm done with the penis, what else is there?
Not even that. I remember, like, it was probably 2 weeks ago. I think I was making, like, a slow-cooked pie filling.
Yummy.
So I was searing the meat first, and I was cooking the onions in the fat from the meat that came afterwards, like after I'd seared the meat, put that aside, salt it overnight, sear it, put it aside, cook the onions.
Mm.
While I was cooking the onions, I was like, what is it below Sylvester Stallone's penis?
Yeah.
I said to myself.
And you're thinking first, like, usually the floor.
The floor. Legs. Legs, then floor. I don't think I'm missing anything. Yeah. I said.
But it still didn't feel right to you.
No. 3 days later, we've eaten the pies.
Yummy.
They're gone. Yum.
Yummy.
They're gone.
Yummy pies.
Probably like out of our systems even by then.
For sure.
Depending on the coffees that you've drunk.
I'm trying to be pretty regular.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be pretty regularly.
It's not working. And so the pies are gone.
Demi looks pretty. Must be a special occasion. It is. I'll keep an eye out for that blue moon.
It is. I've remembered Sly's nuts. I thought about them and I was like, that's what I was not thinking. I forgot.
They slipped your mind.
They did.
I get that. Anyway, you were in Adelaide.
Slipped them into my mouth instead.
Oh.
Oh, choking on balls. Like.
Deep throating balls and then be like,
oh, you're so big. Brackets. Under the penis.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy. Hey, you know what? Let's crack this penis up and see what's under the hood. Lifting it up. Getting an especially stiff pube to hold the penis up so you can look at the balls. Yeah. like you're working on a car. Yeah.
Like a car pre-95.
Yeah.
Thunk. With the pube.
Yes.
Prop it under the penis. There's a little slot there that it goes under. But you don't know that because you've had the car for like 3 years. Mm. You're 17 and the man who finds you on the side of the road going like, my car is hot. Goes like, all right, let's check it out.
Let's check it out.
That's what that's for? That's what you say.
Here's the problem. Car's too hot. You were in Adelaide.
Yeah.
And you were down there for the voiceover job.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How was it?
Good.
Great. I've also been away.
I went out with my mum and
sucks.
I was like to grabbing the fucking steering wheel and steering us into ongoing traffic because she just kept reading signs. I couldn't. And you know what else? There was a point where we drove past this set of houses and she was like, that house there was where I bought my first pool when I came to Australia.
What?
And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, above ground swimming pool. And I was like, okay. And then like 20 seconds later, she was like, it wasn't the pool, it was the pump. And I was like, I don't care! Shut up! And that doesn't fit. When you say that to her, she's like, it was though.
Yeah.
Doesn't phase her at all.
I'm not a liar.
That's where I bought the pump.
That rules.
Here's where I bought the pool from. It was a pool shop.
That rocks. It's cool to be around someone while they are driving around saying signs. And I say that only because I'm destined to become that person. Yeah. I'm fighting against it.
Well,
but, like, I'll do that right now.
Yeah, but they're silly when we do it. Like, when we were in LA for, like, almost the first time. Mm. Like, together we were there and we were, like, actually exploring. And we were like, Book it a Beppo.
Oh, that's saying great. Book it a Beppo over and over
that's
again.
That's the best.
That was a loop that I was afraid we weren't going to find our way out of.
Yeah. And then my friend Vera changed their she changed her Twitter name to Vera de Beppo. And then she changed it to Book it a Vera. And I was like...
Damn.
We're not wrong. We're not wrong for thinking about this.
There's something in the air.
Yeah.
There's something in the air with Booker de Beppo. God, you know what's fun about it?
What?
It comes out so easy. I was going to say, it's not challenging, but it's just like, hey, go ahead. Say me fast.
Yeah. Have a wild little time with it. Mm. It's like lying down, like, you know, with those clown houses at fairs. All right, don't worry about it.
Demi's talking about the toilets. She saw a clown go in there once and she thinks that's where they live.
Why do they live there? Yuck.
You could live anywhere. You're the most funny guy alive.
All right, I got to go to the clown house. Oh, no!
That's why they get the sounds of their whoopee cushions.
Yeah.
Yeah, you.
How many clowns they have to kill to get all those farts in whoopee cushions?
Really?
Yeah.
God.
You're wasting about 1,000 souls every time you buy a whoopee cushion.
Sure, but like, and I know that the slaughter of clowns will never be completely moral, but at least it is like done in a very sensitive fashion where they, you know, they keep it a secret from the clown as much as they can and then they slit its throat and kind of hold it down.
Yes. Just either that or they herd them all into the very small car and then they put just a bunch of very, very small pipes from the tailpipe through the window. About 100 of them. And turn the engine on.
Yep. Should take a lot. Presumably they're already suffocating in there.
No, you'd be surprised.
Would I?
Yeah,
I just heard a fucking squeak. Damn.
That sounded like Freddy Krueger's coming for us.
Yeah, that was a terrifying squeak. No way it got picked up on these
mics. No, there's no way, but it did sound very Freddy Krueger.
Yes. I'm going to become a guy who reads out signs, and I know that because I already do it.
I'm going to become a guy.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to be the guy that walks around that's like, I'm coming. I'm going to become a guy.
That's cool. I'm excited for that to...
Oh, not good enough for you.
The cat just fucking leaves.
Fucking prick.
I thought for sure you were going to sit on us.
He looked like he wanted to as well.
He looked like he wanted to, but then he just fucking left because he's like, oh, that'll make it too good.
Sure.
God damn it. I can't give them content. Piece of shit.
Piece of cunt.
I think that's...
Slice of gorgeous pussy.
Well, okay, now I'm coming back around to hearing you say it. Something you pick up.
Beautiful, accommodating, yet tight hole that accepts my girth.
Okay. So do you think you're becoming the cummer guy earlier than expected?
Probably, yeah. A little bit more aggressively too.
Yeah. I've already done it with... I'm doing the signs that I don't know. Sorry, the sign thing. I've become a guy who thinks about and talks about signs that he's not even around anymore.
Okay.
Because there's a place in Korea that I think about pretty regularly. I just sounded like I was about to cry.
You kind of did, yeah.
I think about... But it's fine. I think about pretty regularly, which is a dessert restaurant called...
Why are you still trying not to cry?
When I say the name, you'll understand.
Okay.
Butterful and Creamerous.
Yes, yeah. Butterful and Creamerous, yeah.
And I just think about it. Every time I think of indulging myself in a little luxury, I think to myself, perhaps it's time to become Butterful and Creamerous.
Yeah, that's one of the all-time signs because it's not buttery and creamy. It's more. More.
Butterful is already like, okay, I'd take a photo of that.
Yeah, Creamerous, I'd probably also take a photo of that.
Sure.
Together? How can you?
Doesn't it also, the name Butterful and Creamerous, it almost makes me feel sick.
I mean, yeah.
It's far too rich.
It's like when you're like, Mom, can I lick the bowl? No, you don't understand. Don't make the cake. You know? The feeling of, I want to eat the raw cake.
Yes.
Even if it's not like making you sick because it has egg in it, like the ones that don't have egg, you know? Can I just eat the shit?
Yeah. I don't.
This was a bad idea, I say then.
We can cut out the middleman.
Yeah.
Simply let me eat the cookie batter.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, my friend Zan, when we were in high school.
An enemy of mine, yes.
Yeah.
Didn't have the time to come to the wedding.
You got COVID.
Didn't have the time to not get COVID.
You got COVID like 3 days before.
Traveled home for the wedding and didn't have time to come.
He tried very hard.
Had time to get COVID.
Well. Anyway.
Still haven't met him.
He's really great.
Yeah, I bet. Not loves doorknobs, know. That cunt.
Hell yeah, he does walk at a doorknob store. He would, in high school, go to like an IGA that was near school after classes, and he'd just buy a stick of cookie batter,
yeah,
and then he'd just eat it.
Yeah, we would do that at school.
It was crazy.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's really bad.
But we used to do it. We would, like, at a sleepover be like...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
How many cookie batter logs do we need? We never baked the cookies ever.
Yep.
You cut it up and then you're like, that's all I want.
Damn. Hunk. Would you put it in the fridge to keep it cold or would you just eat it at room temp?
Because
I never followed Zan down the cookie batter route. I already knew that if I did that, I was messed up. He was one of those guys with the crazy metabolism who nothing could affect.
Well, yeah, I didn't have that. So, But you could feel the sugar crunching between your teeth when you ate the cookie dough.
Mm. And that is met from me with both dread and awe.
Yeah. And or what?
And or joy. I want to eat the cookie.
Me too.
Can we make popcorn tonight?
Sure.
Great. Yay! You've been in Adelaide. I've been in Brisbane and Cairns. I had a wonderful time in Brisbane and Cairns.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Believe me.
I do.
Okay, good.
What did you do there?
I did shows and I napped a lot. It was great. Hung out with Ben McClay from the Bunta Vista podcast.
An enemy of mine.
Well, no, you like him.
Didn't have time to cancel coming to the wedding.
Yeah, well, that's good. You want people
didn't
to come to the...
Didn't have time to get COVID.
Okay, well, he might have at some point.
Mm.
Maybe he got it and he just didn't know.
God, I hope so.
Okay. Yeah, was able to hang out with them in Brisbane, had a lovely time, did some shows, it was great. I was great, you know, pat on the back there, apart from the Friday show, which admittedly was pretty rough. But Thursday, Sunday, absolute bangers. Friday, hey, cards on the table from me. 7 out of 10. 6.5. But it was fun. It was really wonderful seeing Brisbane and Cairns and remembering what a rainforest looks like.
Yeah.
Because Cairns is like straight up a rainforest. As you're driving from like the airport, you're passing bodies of water that have signs on them that are like, crocodiles are in here.
I could fucking bash one of those.
Yeah, I think I like your chances against the sign. Yeah, I think you could really go to town on it.
Oh, is that all a crocodile is?
No one will be able to read you, mate.
They're so scary, crocodiles.
So scary.
Do you think a shark or a crocodile is more scary?
I think they're both at the point where it doesn't matter, but I think shark, if we're going with like great white shark, I think the species of great white shark is scarier to me than the species of crocodile, but largest crocodile is scarier to me.
Crocodile.
Because the land isn't safe.
Yeah.
From the big crocodile.
Mm-hmm.
And they move so fast.
Mm.
Ah.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think what I just said, it was just crocodile.
Okay. Now I understand why you're criticizing me for taking the long road to the Facebook, to the picture I saw on Facebook before.
Yeah.
Now that I understand what you view as brevity.
Yeah.
Crocodile.
Well, the thing is, a great white shark, when you're in a position to be scared of it, is the most terrifying thing you could ever imagine in the world.
Mm.
But a crocodile, when you're in the position to be scared of it, you might not really know it's there.
Yes.
It's like, ah! And then you're done.
Yes.
But a great white shark, you're like, oh, man, I hope there's not one.
Yeah.
And then there is, and you're like, fuck.
Yes.
Oh, piss.
I think that the difference is like if I encounter a great white shark, I'm for sure in the wrong. I went somewhere I shouldn't have.
You're not supposed to be there.
Whereas
at all.
A crocodile, there's an outside chance
that
I was just on way to shop.
Way to shop, yeah.
Way to shop.
On way to shop.
Yeah.
Can't have a great white shark on the way to shop.
No, but then you turn up at the shops, they've installed a brand new crocodile aisle.
Mm.
And no, I'm not stuttering. Okay.
Okay.
Good. Ugh. pathetic. Ugh.
Ugh. Crocodazel. Crocodazel. It's like I'm making it even wronger because it's like an aisle. How you spell aisle?
Yeah.
Crocodazel.
We're going to take a break right here.
Us?
We're going to take a break right here. There will be an ad inserted if you're on the free feed. If you're on the premium feed, no ad. And we'll be back right after this.
No ad.
That's right, Demi.
No ad.
Welcome back from the break, everybody.
Hi.
As you can tell, time has passed. Me and Demi, though ravaged by age, are still here. Don't touch me with your foot. Your nasty little paw.
Hold it, hold it.
All right. Is that good?
Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, well, I was going to say, one of the... You want to hold my foot?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me get this hoof over to you. Kind of nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Wow. Let's see Rogan do this.
Apparently no, for real?
Yeah.
Let's see Rogan do this.
Apparently this makes your feet incredibly strong. Don't know what he sounds like.
I don't know what I saw him once and that was like 8 years ago, so I don't remember what he sounds like.
Yeah. It's crazy whenever a clip pops up and it just seems like the most slow-paced conversation I've ever seen in my life happening between two people who seem to know nothing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It'd be great to start calling. Hey, Brendan, your name's Jamie now.
Oh, hey, there we go.
Something on me.
Well, that gives me a good on-road. I'm going to lead us into a segment, if that's
got
all right.
It.
That's good, baby. I'm glad you got it. I'm going to lead us into a segment, if that's all right with you.
Okay.
Good. All right, well, it's time for a segment. This is a variation of miniature horses. It's time for regular horses.
Miniature horses, small body and tiny hooves. Miniature horses, 34 inches high and under. Ooh, miniature horses. The segments are about you, miniature horses. They're tinier, tinier, tinier than you. Ooh, usual. Tinier than usual.
Regular horses.
Should I make the theme?
No, I'll make it now.
No, you won't. I'm not going to inflict that. No. This comes to us.
Normal size of hooves.
This comes to us from horsecanada.com. Yeah. Miniature horses, of course, the usual segment. That's the one that delights even in the miniature horse. Which, hey, Demi.
Bah.
Can you tell me one difference between a regular horse and a miniature horse?
Miniature horses are, I'm going to say, my listening skills, 34 inches or under. Ooh.
Well done, Demi.
And regular horses,
big,
girthy cocks, glistening.
Okay, well.
Always glistening.
Right,
spurting.
Kind
you're
of
doing
right.
Doing it right.
All right, we're moving on. This comes to us from, if you're doing it right, what are you doing?
It.
Freaking voiceover
right.
Job?
Yeah, probably.
We're going to go ahead and take this one from Horse Canada. Horse Canada.
Nay, 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 nay.
Happy Halloween with your horse.
Yep.
This comes to us again from Horse Canada. Some cool ideas for getting in the spooky spirit with your horse. From ghosts to skeletons to pumpkins to giraffes? What's wrong, Demi?
A couple things.
Okay.
My horse doesn't know it's Halloween.
No.
If my horse is getting scared, someone's getting a black eye.
Mm.
So I don't want it to be scared.
Mm.
And a giraffe isn't spooky.
You're right. I think the only reason you would be scared if you saw a giraffe was if you were like, what does that tell me about the context that brought this giraffe here?
I hope that giraffe doesn't die.
Demi, you're so empathetic. What a good person.
Yeah. That's just my natural thought, too.
Oh my God. I know I said this in the group chat.
Yeah, I know.
I laughed so much today. Okay. Quick.
No, Tom,
sidebar.
This is going to make you look bad to everybody.
I don't think it will.
It's going to make you look bad
to
everybody.
I'm going to take a chance. This.
You can change your mind.
I know. There's a tweet that was posted that was like, clearly someone who is just looking
not a tweet
for.
Anymore.
Sorry, a post on X, the Everything website. It's where my friend Grok lives, of course. Stop burping into the mic. Yes, you! Fucking. Coming.
That's exactly how the guy in Poor Things spoke.
Okay. Getting back on track to my derailment, the tweet was just like, this is the best cover I've ever seen. And then it was like a video of a street performer singing a song that the person who'd posted it had like pitched up or done auto-tune to or something for some reason, whatever. I click on the thing and then I immediately scroll down because this guy's a blue check mark, which tells me that he is posting absolutely dog shit content.
Yeah.
And it's just him replying to it with like, follow if you think this young lady is incredible and should be signed. Don't you think this is the most beautiful voice? Follow if you agree. Like him replying to his own shit.
Okay.
Then I look at the profile. It's all like, I'm a royalist. I post things on here. And then I just scroll down once. And the most recent post he has on the website is just, this young lady is disgusting. Share if you agree. And then the video directly underneath that is of a woman at range shooting a giraffe in the head with a rifle. And the giraffe falling down.
Tom, I still think everyone's going to hate you for this. I know it. Listen.
It falls down funny.
I know it takes a long time for it to fall down, babe. I know. I can imagine
I know
that.
I'm not right. But the surprise of like, okay, I guess this cunt's just like profiting off other people's content. I know I'm just going to say, I want to get mad. I want to see like another reason to not post on or check Twitter and then to click through and it's something even worse than I could ever have imagined.
To be fair, it's one of the hardest parts of the giraffe to hit.
Mm.
They have a big brick of a body.
That's true.
The harder part would be the foot.
Yes. Very delicate.
Mm-hmm. Or the sun. The sun of the giraffe.
Oh, I
much
see.
Much smaller.
Maybe the nubs.
I think they're horns.
Can I tell you something I think about giraffes?
I really don't want to hear it.
Okay. I'll move on. All Hallows Eve, aka Halloween, mm-hmm. is less than a week away. This is published on October 25th, 2023.
Published? Was it?
That's what they say up there. So it has it written down here.
In Canada, yeah.
Horse Canada.
Yes, great.
Our hobby and publication.
Yes.
For some of us.
Yep.
It's also our vocation.
Yes.
All Hallows Eve is less than a week away.
Not.
Well, was it, you know.
Not now.
Well, with the benefit of hindsight, we can tell that.
Benefit of hindsight, that fucking giraffe would have gotten out of the way.
I think it was like a more of a 90 degrees to the left side for the giraffe at that time.
Right, okay.
Also,
what
the
was the thing that you thought about giraffes?
It was that I think you could sneak up behind it and kind of reach out and snap the nubs off its head like it's the ears of a chocolate bunny. And it wouldn't hurt the giraffe.
No, I don't think it would. It would have two tonsures next to each other.
Yeah.
A little bald.
Mm.
Embarrassing. And now, feels nice. It's cool.
Click.
Do you think I'm asking genuinely.
Mm.
Do you think the temperature on the giraffe's head, because it's so small, tall I mean, is different to the temperature of the giraffe's feet? And I don't mean because they're touching the ground. I mean like, do you think it's far enough up that you're like up enough that it is cooler or hotter at the giraffe's head?
You'd definitely be getting far more wind. So yeah, that makes sense to me.
I ate a bunch of beans.
That's really good, baby.
I know it is. That's why I fucking said it on the podcast.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you.
So if you snap them off like a bunny, would you then eat them or do you think you'd throw them away?
Because I would eat them.
I think they would be like, by the way that they look, I'm sure they're very bony. They seem like they have like the strength of corn cobs.
Yeah. I think they would be very tasty. I'm only pulling that from the fact that I think they're like chocolate rabbit ears. Anyway. What? I think they would be tasty. I think it would be like eating like a big broccoli.
A big broccoli? That's just the shape of them that you're thinking of. I think they would taste like when you get to the end of like a pork chop or like a lamb chop and you're like, what's that stuff in there? And your mum's like, eh. And then you eat it and you're like, ugh. And she's like, yeah, it's marrow.
Mm.
You know, when you have a barbecue.
Yeah. I remember people going crazy for marrow in books I read growing up. But now I'm like, why don't you just guys just have like a potato chip?
Have a chocolate.
Yeah. All Hallows Eve, aka Halloween, is less than a week away. And while you might be planning or planning to attend a costume party, don't forget your equine partner. Playing dress up with your horse can be great fun. So celebrate the spooky season and to create lasting memories with your equine companion. It sounds like you have a centaur friend.
Yeah, it does.
Centaur friend. Mm. That was the choice I made in high school.
Okay.
Turns out I had my stink.
Okay.
This is an article about dressing up with your horse for Halloween. And the various costumes available to
one. Yeah, I'm not five.
Five reasons why you and your horse should dress up. One, call it a super fun bonding experience. The planning and designing are only part of the process. The actual dressing up yourself and your horse or pony, complete with grooming, braids, colorful accessories, and anything your imagination conjures, can strengthen the human-horse connection.
Talking to the police and being like, it's a Halloween costume because I drowned my horse in the mud. Have you seen the Neverending Story?
Hey, okay. If I'm going to be tried in front of a jury of my peers, they must all be 90s kids. Only they can truly understand me. God, I think that it would be nice to dress up a horse. I think that maybe just putting... Probably can't get away with this, putting big red lipstick.
Well, people just do that. Like, I have had TikToks show up where people are like, yeah, this is my show horse. And, you know, when they've got, like, black on their feet but their legs are white, they just use a marker. They just color it in.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. They just make it. They're like, yeah, it's a neat line now. I colored in my horse's leg.
Don't want that distracting.
No.
You're ready for your close-up. Let's be honest. A horse in costume makes for fantastic photo ops for your social media accounts. Posting all the fun spreads Halloween cheer and showcases your horse's personality.
No.
Okay.
It doesn't. Because a horse having a personality, it didn't choose it. It didn't pick it. So, no, it doesn't.
Okay.
I think the only way you really show your horse's personality is, like, if it either chooses to or chooses not to eat a duckling.
Yeah.
Then you get a sense of its personality.
That's a real test of like, because we all like to think that our animals kind of have a personality that we'd get on with. You know, we think of Norm as kind of a silly fat guy.
Yeah, but we've seen him just see another cat.
And go completely apeshit.
And want it dead.
Be a real nasty bully to an old cat.
Through a gate, basically go,
yeah. Doing the, you just flinched.
Yeah.
And so I do think that you're right, yeah. You only really know a horse when you've seen its brutality. Anyway, I'll skip through here to number five reason to dress up with your horse.
I'll skip through here and then imagine I wasn't tired and I just did something.
It sounds good. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Your whore. Anyway, here's number five.
I'm whore?
Your whore.
Okay.
Your worm and your whore.
I'm feeling better.
Your horse might love it. If your horse thrives on attention and isn't too spooky, pun intended.
Isn't too spooky?
Pun intended.
I think they meant like being spooked, but it seems like the horse is the Babadook.
Well, I guess that being a spook... Now, that's an easy, good costume if you have a horse that's the right color.
Put a top hat on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, sounds right.
That means your horse is gay, by the way.
Chances are it will soak up the festivities while also giving them a change of pace, keeping them stimulated and engaged.
I hate when my horse soaks things up.
It's bad when the horse soaks up a festivity and you have to get the horse home, pick it up and ring it.
Yeah.
Just smacking
my
really
horse
hard.
And being like, are you a fucking sponge?
Yep.
Are you?
Let's get that liquid out of you. Because I've seen you piss. It takes a fucking long time, pal.
Takes ages. Takes a long time. Takes a long thing. Mm. You're a boy horse.
Five favorite costumes for you and your horse.
Okay.
While there will be more than a fair share of Barbie and Ken and Taylor and Travis on the prowl for candy this year.
Travis McElroy?
No. I don't think Taylor is dating Travis McElroy.
Why?
He's too good for her.
He's too... Oh.
I believe that Taylor is dating a football player of some renown.
Yeah, Travis Bravis or whatever.
Yeah, you got it. Choosing a Halloween... Sorry, this is the full sentence. While there will be more than a fair share of Barbie and Ken and Taylor and Travis on the prowl for candy this year, choosing a Halloween costume for your horse can be just as fun. Yes, Demi? What's wrong? Shall I continue?
If you're dressed as Taylor and Travis,
yeah,
you're not going for candy.
That would be
worrying. You're going for fucking in an alleyway next to bin juice.
I think, yeah, if someone's just dressing up as Taylor Swift, that's just a statement of, I'm a hot person every other month of the year too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well,
I like taped my eyes in a way that's not racist. Like...
What?
That's what people have... I've like cosplays of Taylor Swift. People are like, I'm taping my eyes, but it's because that's how our eyes are.
Oh my God.
It's not racist.
Dude. Just...
Guess what?
Leave that aside.
Don't cosplay at her.
Oh my Lord. Here are some of the favorite... Here are favorite Halloween costumes ideas for your horse. One, ghost. Okay. The ghost costume for dogs went viral this year, and several people opted to adapt the one-sheet-fits-all for their horses, too.
Easy way to do that.
Mm.
Kill your horse.
Kill the fucker. Doesn't matter. Now, also, don't have to feed the horse. Mm-hmm. I've got a slideshow here, by the way. Brendan, if we could get these popped up. I've just put these together. These are photos that are inserted in the article. So there is the ghost costume
Looks
for the
bad,
horse.
Yeah.
It. Well, yeah. But they've got a lot of
I have a good idea
pumpkins.
For a horse costume.
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to... Okay. Here's what it is.
Mm.
Your horse has to be really good at standing still, right?
They usually are. Demi, I have to pee so bad. Can you please...
All right. Well, shall I just tell them my idea?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
The idea is that your horse has to be really, really good at standing still. And then you host the party because your horse is going to be there. And what you do is you get I just realized it doesn't have to be standing still. What you do is you put a bunch of red paint around your horse's neck, and then you get a big piece of cardboard that looks exactly like a bed, and you put it just under your horse's head. So it's like just a horse's head in a bed. And that's just a cute... I really hope that fart got picked up. And that's just a cute idea. It's not even that funny. It's just that you could have... Did you hear it?
Yeah.
That's like just a cute idea about a horse costume.
I like that. I think also a fun one would be if you got like, you know, Christmas antlers, like those shitty little antlers.
That's not Halloween.
And then, wait for it. Let me fucking finish. You got those little Christmas antlers, put those on your horse, and then around its neck, mount like a shield and like a fake wall. So it looks like your horse is like a trophy buck.
A dead deer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a deer is a horse that its dad was a tree.
Yes. But that's like a Halloween themed thing.
Is it?
Well, it's got dead thing in it. Anyway, here's another ghost.
How was your piss?
It was good. I really needed it.
This looks bad. Like, this doesn't look like anything to me.
Really? Yeah. I understand. You know what the problem is? The sheet is very obviously not ironed. Like in that one where it's the guy on top of the horse wearing sunglasses.
Yeah.
That's an unironed creased sheet. And
yeah,
that
but it
is
also doesn't
bad.
Look like anything. I get that you're trying to be a ghost, but it looks like shit. It's not giving any illusion at all.
Yes.
You know?
Well, how about number two? Witch or wizard?
I would love to. You just did number one.
Might be nice.
Yeah.
Catch up. No, the costume number two is witch or wizard?
Witch or wizard? Well, I guess I'll be going for iron. Oh, you don't like that? Well, then I suppose I'll be going for copper.
I don't get it.
You want me to choose which or wizard I want to be? So I'm a wizard.
Which or wizard?
Yeah.
Dude, I have to like confiscate homophones from you at gunpoint.
I'm not scared of them. It's not a phobia.
Witch or wizard? Dress your horse as a witch or wizard. By adding a pointy hat, a cape, and perhaps even a broomstick or wand.
A cape?
I guess they want to add a cape to the horse. And I think the way, here's my pitch for adding a broomstick. If you've got a boy horse, you can simply add some twigs to the end of his girthy cock. And that
they
way
do,
it'll look like he's riding on it.
Yes, they do have really big penises, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those things are what, like 5-6 inches long, hard?
Yeah, at least.
Who could possibly take it?
I think I meant at most.
Thank you. So witch or wizard I don't have any examples of, but I do have an example. You know, I'll save that for the last one. I'll save the most effortful costume for the last. Skeleton. A skeletal costume can be both spooky and stylish.
Pour acid on your horse.
Yeah, get rid of all that awful flesh and listen to the singing of bones. Paint your horse's body with a skeleton pattern and add a matching mask or hood.
This is going to look so shit. I can just tell by like, it's not going to be well done.
You don't have faith in the skeleton?
I really don't.
This one, look, to me, that looks pretty cool. That's
wow,
a lady who's a witch with a skeleton horse. That to me looks pretty cool.
I was wrong. I'm happy to be wrong.
It's cool.
It looks cool.
I'm genuinely,
I still don't want you to do that to your horse.
No, that makes
imagine
sense.
If that was a white horse and she has covered it in black paint.
Oh my God, yeah, she's just painted the negative.
Yeah, looks cool.
It looks cool to have a horse who's a skeleton.
All right.
And
I just thought because of the effort that was put into the ghost, I was like,
yes.
There's no way.
Number four or five, pumpkin. Turn your horse into a giant pumpkin. With an orange sheet or blanket and a green hat or mane to mimic the pumpkin stem.
Don't talk to me like that.
It's really asking a lot of the viewer to see a horse covered in an orange blanket. Because if I had to think of what that would look like to me, I think it would look like, you know, when someone has a classic car and they want to protect it from the elements.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It doesn't look like a pumpkin to me. Looks like an orange horse.
Yeah. Secret I'm protecting horse. My horse.
This is the only example they had of a pumpkin horse. And this is cropped strangely. It's just a regular horse with a little headband with two wiggling pumpkins on it.
I genuinely think that my idea has been the best Halloween horse costume so far.
I really liked your idea. The reason, by the way, that I cropped that weirdly is because there's a child and I didn't want to make fun of the child's face.
Okay. But can I see the child's face?
I'm so glad you asked because I wanted to show you.
Okay,
so
are they ugly?
No, it's not that they're ugly, but they're at that stage where they don't know how to smile.
Smile in a photo, yeah.
Yeah, and so it's kind of like...
Yeah. Yeah, they haven't figured it out.
Sorry, everyone. I feel bad if I did that in front of...
When I was at home, in Adelaide, I was looking at the Santa photos that my niece and nephew have on the fridge in my sister's house. And one of them is a Santa photo where the Santa is like, say you're the Santa.
I'm Santa.
This is the pose that he did. And you do this, right? You went like this. Leaning towards me, going. And I'll show you the pose that my niece was doing.
Oh, so she's leaning away from him slightly.
She clearly didn't want to. No, not slightly.
Well,
she
like a 45 degree angle, smiling on command.
It was really good.
That's awesome.
I know, thanks, huh?
Number five of the Halloween costumes for horses. Safari animal. Imagine the possibilities. Zebra.
Tiger.
Zebra, giraffe, elephant. Paint goes a long way to ensuring you capture the wildlife of your dreams. Add your own part of the costume, opting for a safari guide or another animal to complete the look. Yeah, I know. It's
could have been poacher.
It could have been. Yeah, it could have been a lot of things.
Yeah.
Look, we're all lucky the shoe polish didn't come out for that one.
Yeah.
Here is the example of, look, I don't have high hopes for
the horse people. Yeah.
Here is an example of a giraffe horse. I think this looks pretty cool.
It looks like a cool horse. It doesn't look like a giraffe at all.
Not at all. But it does look like a deluxe horse.
That person also does look like a hunter. Like, they look like the hunter from Jumanji. So yeah, they're riding on the giraffe that they're going
to
kill.
To me, that looks like you have got the pre-order bonus horse.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are the five. They end off the article with
the
words.
Why wouldn't you just put like a bunch of toilet rolls on your horse's head and then another head at the top of the toilet rolls?
Maybe the horse doesn't like having the weight kind of pitching it slightly forward all the time.
Well, it doesn't know what Halloween is, so it can fucking suck it up.
You're right. Halloween is a human holiday, and the horse needs to know its place.
Now, if you have a giraffe and you want to make them seem like they're a horse, there are some very easy-to-buy knives that I can recommend.
I think the easiest thing you could do is just put a horse head right down the bottom and then paint the rest of the neck blue.
Blue?
Yeah. You're only going to be seeing a giraffe at daytime, and the weather out there on Africa is beautiful.
God, it would be so scary to see a giraffe at night.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. We have to go for a sleepover at the zoo.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They offer that as like a thing you can buy. Yeah. Okay. Oh.
Why?
I thought you were like, we have to break the law in a strange way.
No.
Okay.
We just have to go to a sleepover at the zoo. And we need to be like, listen, we have a podcast.
No.
Can we go see the giraffes while it's nighttime?
I can't do that.
We have a podcast and it's really going to boost sales for the zoo.
It's called Free to a Good Home. And it really kicks off. Yeah. My name's Michael Hing.
Yeah.
And this is my compatriot, Benny Jenkins. Anyway, Benny Jenkins, old Benny Jenks. I do have one last costume here to show you, Demi. May I show you it?
I thought that was the last one.
And that was the last one of the
you
ones they
up
listed.
More horse costumes.
No,
you?
They listed they linked a bunch of Instagram examples of horse costumes.
Okay, go ahead.
And all of the links are broken, so you have to click through.
Okay.
The costume in here is the Dark Knight. It has a quote there, if you want to read that, in between the arrows.
I wear a mask, and that mask is not to hide who I am, but to create who I am.
Do you think that's said by the horse or the lady?
I don't know.
Don't they both look so much worse than you'd hope?
Yes.
Because the mask looks pretty well made, but also doesn't look like Batman.
Doesn't look like Batman, doesn't look like Bame.
And she doesn't look like Batman.
She doesn't look like Bang Mang.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't look like Kang Mang.
You know what? I'm starting to think that maybe it's not a Batman. Maybe it's just a spooky horse. Oh, well.
Well, it could be like, is there another meaning to the words Dark Knight?
I believe it could refer to a Dark Knight of some kind, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes
it is dark. Not if you're in Edinburgh, though. Sometimes it's really light when you're there and it's like 9 p.m. and the sun's out. It's weird.
That was fun. It was fun getting an update on what you remember about Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
I haven't been there in a little while.
Yeah? Do you think you'll ever go back?
Yeah, I really like that place. Not during the Fringe.
It would be kind of nice to go back, not during the fringe. Anyway, to put a button on it, that is...
my jacket.
Happy Halloween with your horse, ending off with the phrase, trick or treat, of course. Some wonderful examples of ways to dress your horse up on Halloween.
Do you have an idea of a better way to dress your horse up on Halloween?
Well, I had that one that is like dressing it up like a trophy animal, but if that's
I
can move along from that.
I didn't like that one.
Okay. Maybe, oh, you know what? I have it. What if you dressed your horse up as a pantomime horse? Perfectly fitting costume over both halves of the horse, and then you're watching it, you're like, these guys are really good.
Yeah!
Like, you just, like, get the two parts and you kind of haphazardly safety pin them together so they're clearly shifting around
what
each other.
Yeah, what you do and is, it, you, yeah.
You hopefully have, like, a dark horse so you can kind of cast it off as shadow.
Yeah. You like, paint a seam on the middle of your horse and then you paint just, like, sweat marks where the armpits and knees would be of the people inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good.
Okay, pantomime horse is a good one, I think. What other ones? Maybe like, trying to think of other horse-like creatures that have risen to fame recently.
Man, I guess it's Navi. So easy. You just put a dummy without a head on top of your horse.
You're right. You just burp into your mouth and kind of have to hold it there. Damn, Debbie's hotboxing herself. Well, I think that's been an episode of Big Soft Titty.png.
That's been.
Hello.
If I had hired Rowan Atkinson to stand in the corner for the whole podcast record, first of all, how, like, annoyed would you be?
I like to think I'd have noticed.
You haven't really looked right this whole time.
No, but I lined up some of the cameras, and I think at that point I would have seen the tall figure of Rowan Atkinson.
How tall is he?
I don't know if he's tall, but he's like, in my head he's tall because he's like skinny.
Lanky, yeah.
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 Can't
remember the second question.
Okay, well, to answer your question, I would be pretty annoyed.
Yeah.
Because I know you would have done that out of the joint account.
Mm-mm. thanks for listening to Big Soft Titty.
Yeah, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Tell a friend, like and review. Gonna start saying that. What do you think about that?
I don't like it at all.
I'm gonna give it a try.
All right, I'm gonna gym face while you do that then.
Okay, go ahead. Actually, no, here, you should do it after I say it.
Okay.
Okay. Tell a friend about the podcast, you know, 5 stars on whatever podcast app you're listening to it on, and we will make sure to see you very, very soon. Thank you so much for your support. Good. Bye. And now we're going to do the, okay. You can't un-gym face and then gym face again. Just quit it. All right, good.
You seen your stapler lately?
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson, Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.